Maybe you said...
I didn't say that trust. Maybe someone else did. Maybe a ghost did.
I know I didn't. And what did you say?
I said, there's one kid that I know at Chatham. I don't remember his name, but he has the same amount of allowance. He gets the same amount of allowance every week as I do.
And then he said that. Okay, so then you looked at something dirty and you said, ooh, that's gross.
No, I didn't. I didn't say anything after that.
Yeah, didn't he, Brian?
I didn't.
We both heard it, Mark, and you're not going to deny it.
I am going to deny it.
You're trying to deny it.
I am denying
it. You're not getting off this time, Mark. It's like yesterday when I was sick.
What?
No, nothing. I don't like embarrassing anymore.
What?
No.
What?
No, just forget.
Tell me.
I can't even remember that.
Okay, let's see, this is one, two, this is July 14th. I was on vacation a few days. Mark used a nice construction this morning. I'd rather mommy talk to her. And that's kind of interesting. And let's see, there was another thing he said. Let's see if I remember, hold on. What's that? Okay, what do you want to say? You don't want to talk right now? You said something interesting this morning, I remember. Something about something being bigger than something else or something.
No.
No, that wasn't it, no.
I didn't.
No, but I remember you got it backwards. You're taking to go get a video game now.
What? How do you? Well, first of all, how do you know you need it?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know.
I mean, wait. Partly.
Maybe let's throw them all away.
Huh?
We throw them all away.
Sell
them. We sell them to somebody.
I mean,
you're bored, then let's just leave it.
It's not good.
Yeah. Now, Marty, why do you get bored of things? I can't understand.
Well, I'm not bored of them, but we're sooner than we. It'll take about another month or a year till we get good at one.
Well, why don't you finish off one of them now? Like Zelda. Can you get to the end of Zelda? You can. Well, why don't you take that as a challenge to get all the way to the end? If you keep on starting to the end, you have not yet mastered Zelda.
But I really want to play something.
You haven't mastered it. It's not the beginning part of it.
Okay, I'll have Ross has one.
Has one, okay. How about Donkey Kong?
We don't have that.
How about Super Pitfall?
You finished dinner, right, Ross?
Is that simple?
We don't have it yet.
Super Pitfall?
Yeah,
that's good. Really?
Yeah.
How about Mighty Bomb Jack? What?
What did you eat for dinner?
Really awesome. Todd
could call you. That's a piece of cake?
No, Todd.
Oh, Mighty Bomb Jack's really hard? Okay.
Really hard.
Well, why don't you see if you can finish?
We haven't gone up to...
What happened?
There's like 15 levels.
Well, what happened to your nose?
Nose. Nose.
Yeah, that thing on the end of your face.
What?
That little mark on your nose, what happened there? Is that jam? Let me see it. Come here, I'll touch it. I'll find out. What is it, Mark?
That's chocolate, I think.
Okay, now. Okay. So where were we?
Talking about videos.
It doesn't matter. It's not important.
Okay. Anyway, you're talking about the video. Now, I am my homework. We've gotten past we're not the dummy Ross Pastel.
Ross can do Zelda, can't he?
But Zelda's dumb.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we had it for 2 months, and then after that 2 months, we got it.
Okay.
So it's all really not the
question. Okay.
I only like to play it with Ben controller, because I let him play stuff,
him.
And I like to help him.
Show
him. No, help him.
Okay.
Help him play games.
Okay.
Because he isn't as good. He's pretty good.
How about Castlevania?
Hard, hard.
Really?
Really hard. You have to get up to Dracula.
Ugh. That sounds disgusting. I wouldn't want to have anything to do with Dracula.
You have to beat, they're like mummies. We can beat, see. One from nothing, dragon or something.
Yeah.
We can beat the first one, the second one, the queen head.
Mm-hmm. Medusa.
Queen Medusa.
Mm-hmm.
We can beat her. We can't beat anyone else.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad. Oh, you ready for your dinner?
Dinner.
What would you want?
To get a video game after dinner.
Oh. Well, why do you want a video game?
Okay. Mike Tyson can't get past the video game. He never yet get shows on it. That's past the
video game. Well, look, let's put it this way. take us out to the waiting pool? Or put your money on the buy candy, clothing? Why waste your money on the waiting pool? Get some nice things with your money. Yeah.
Well,
what was that claim you got last? The last one you got. That was such a big deal. That you really, really
Ross was the one.
What was it?
Hanged over.
What was it?
He was hooked on.
What was it?
Serving
Was it any good?
I don't think it wasn't that good.
Was it?
But no, I've seen ice hockey.
And it's really good? Okay. You sure that ice hockey is your favorite and you love it forever?
I love sports.
Okay.
I mean, sport. I like double dribble except Ross doesn't. No.
Can't play. Ross isn't. Yeah.
Ross doesn't like dribble. I like double dribble.
Okay. I will take you to go get it after dinner, okay?
Okay.
Now, do I get a little kiss?
It closes well at night, okay?
Do I get a little kiss?
Yes.
Will you do some reading? Will you do your reading?
What?
How much have you read? When you look down, let's see. Which book are you reading now? Did you read the other, you know, like Second Amazing Facts book? The Little Amazing Facts book?
Yeah.
How far? Sit down, let's see how far you've got.
I haven't even started it.
You haven't what?
I haven't started it.
Well, I want to hit, I see 50 pages done before we go get the game.
Fine.
Okay? Is that a deal?
Yes.
Okay, you better get moving, little man. Mark?
Life that would never end no matter what happens.
Oh yeah? How does that work?
I don't know. I'm just making up a story, Dad. And when he and that little My Pet Monster grew and grew and grew.
Okay.
And then he then he adopted a little ducky.
Adopted a ducky. Okay.
Adopted a doggy.
Oh, I thought a ducky.
A little puppy.
Okay.
And then he adopted a kitten.
Mm-hmm.
The doggy and the cat married, and then they had a little puppy. His name was Woof Woof.
Uh-huh.
He had long little ears and cute little eyes, brown, white, and black, and white. Except before that, they had another baby.
Oh, okay.
Before that, they had a baby named Woofy Woof Woof.
Okay.
And he was the big brother of that other, of Woof Woof.
Uh-huh.
And the big brother had a friend named Montgomery Moose.
Mm-hmm.
And he invited Montgomery Moose over for the rest of life. Except Montgomery Moose wanted his friend to come over too for his life.
Okay.
So he asked him if it would be okay. So they got Montgomery Moose and his friend Cat.
Okay.
Now, then, sooner, then, next thing you knew, in came a little doggy.
and her name was Wacko. Wacko was a little doggy. He liked to sit really like a cat.
Weird cat.
Like a cat. And Montgomery Moose fell in love with her. Except she did not like Montgomery Moose.
No.
And then suddenly, the next thing you knew, in came a little rabbit.
What happened to the dinosaurs?
They're extinct.
Well, weren't they at the beginning of this story?
Yeah.
They're all gone now?
Yep.
How did we lose them?
Mr. Monster Mash survived. He was the most ferocious and best one.
Oh, and then what happened? How did we get into Montgomery Moose?
Huh?
How did we get to Montgomery Moose?
Simple.
Yeah?
He got invited over.
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead.
Now,
he's the big hero of the story.
Who?
Montgomery Moose is the big hero.
Mm-mm.
What happened to Monster Mash?
Monster Mash is never going to die.
Okay, go ahead.
He lived on that. And in came a little bunny.
Okay.
And that bunny was a girl.
Uh-huh.
And then the next thing you knew, came another bunny.
Mm-hmm.
That bunny was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
The two bunnies fell in love.
Oh.
Except they're too young to marry, so they didn't.
Oh, okay.
They're two little kids.
They could hold hands?
Yeah, they're two little kids.
And smooch?
Yeah, but they're two little kids. Anyway, okay. And then he got a little bit bored because all he ever did was smooch his girlfriend and play games, except all the games that big people played, he usually lost or he didn't like them.
Uh-huh,
okay. So he asked if it would be all right if he could have his little friend Pig over for life.
Uh-huh.
And he asked them, and they said it's all right. And he asked the pig, and he said, yeah. So they invited him over, and then the bunnies and the pig's life started to get better and better.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
I think it's time to sleep now, isn't it?
And then, here comes the neighbor.
Here comes
what? There became a thunderstorm.
Okay, and then the
crackle. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Everybody was scared.
Uh-huh.
All except for the pig.
Why just the pig? Why wasn't the pig scared?
Because he's a big pig.
Yeah, okay.
He thought that little pig, when they said, it's thunder, it's lightning, he said, it looks like orange juice coming out of the place.
Okay,
he walked out there, and thunder was thrashing everywhere, and then a big one came down, going straight for him. He jumped up and bit it.
Wow. Okay, today is July 19th, the breakfast table. Mark's been pouring cereal and stuff.
How's it going, boys?
Good.
Do you want to know? Can I just have a cup of milk?
Sure.
Eggs,
sugar you use.
Jeff. No. Beth. No.
What is this?
Test pilot. Aerodynamics.
What did I do?
Attention all, let it hereby be known to all that the holder of the certificate has successfully designed and flown an advanced flying machine.
Yeah.
He is thereby entitled to be known as daring test pilot and expert in the aerodynamics of convoluted planar objects. You got third place in time. You did something. What was this for?
This was a paper. Airplane flight at Deer Valley.
Oh. You did time flight? Well, he was best in time, third in time.
Oh, yeah, that run.
No, Mark. We threw paper airplanes for distance and for time, for how long they would stay in the air.
And mine stayed in the really hot, really long, and it went far.
That's right.
No, you didn't get...
You didn't go far, you went in time.
You went in time. It probably circled around. In other words, it didn't go straight. But. Do you remember it?
Third place.
Do you remember it?
Yeah. That was me. Third place. How lucky. There's missing. I don't really remember.
Which picture is that?
He was chubby. Just kidding, chubby.
Yep. Which grade was that?
First.
Can you find you?
This couldn't be.
Picture you have up here. What's that look like that in there? Head sample. Oh, Daddy put it in second grade.
Which did you like
more? That's kindergarten. This is first.
I like the first one more.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah, because I'm too tall in that.
Right.
Then I have a nice little cute smile. I had long, weird hair.
Uh-huh.
I liked that sharp, but I needed my hair a little bit better.
Shorter?
No, I think I needed it parted like that.
Uh-huh.
I like this one. Now can I get my two?
I want to see that girl.
The
look as he sets preschool. Look at your hair is all straight.
Mmm, that's so cute. Should I grow it like that? Mm-hmm. Should I do that? Should I cut my hair a little bit more than that?
Mm-hmm. And there's your passport. You're really cute in your passport. I want to see if I can find your girlfriend. That's not your girlfriend.
That's
maybe that is.
No way.
That?
Oh, now I know. Oh, God. Oh, God. I regret this.
That one.
I regret it.
That girl?
I regret it, yes.
Is that the girl?
Yes, I regret it so much. She's a freak. She tries to spaz on her earrings. She has earrings. She has hairdo. She puts on hairdo. She always wears bracelets and and she's like Mr. T. She has she wears necklace, like three necklaces, two earrings. She puts hair on her. She has like two finger rings, two rings, one here, one there. And yeah, she has like five bracelets on each wrist. Oh God, she's horrible.
Do you remember her name now? Do you know her name?
Kimberly.
Kimberly?
I think.
What's her last name?
Kimberly. I remember we always made fun of it. We made fun of her name. It was a really weird name. Like, it was like Shushit.
Oh, Shushit.
It was like Shushit.
Shushit.
It was like Jesse Shusett.
Oh, it was as bad a name as Shusett.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad, you
yeah.
gotta admit.
It was pretty
awful. I know. They might fit the pronounce it on and say, "Hello, Mrs. Shusett."
It's pretty bad.
Well, I can't really remember her last name.
Do you still see her at school?
Yes. Oh, God, I wish I didn't.
So that's the girlfriend that you used to have. Well, she probably wasn't that bad then.
I must have had sore eyesight then.
Sore eyesight? That's pretty bad.
I must have had horrible eyesight then. Actually liking her. She has a horrible sense of humor.
Does she?
Yes.
She probably smiled at you once. Didn't you have a girlfriend in first grade? Second grade.
No.
Wait, that was kindergarten. No, this is first grade. Didn't you, one of those girls, didn't you want him? Because it seemed to me there was a couple of blondes in there that you thought were cute. It was...
No. No. Because that's a boy. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I...
What about that one?
No. Not her. Not her. Nobody.
Well, you did have a girl in there. When I went in, I took a look at her. She was really pretty cute. You know. And she would follow me.
Oh, gosh.
Brian, he has dreams in color, and sometimes you get out of color.
Replace. Like maybe I have black hair and you have blonde hair. Maybe I'm the person with black hair and everybody else is blonde. So, you know, that was a tough place.
And sometimes they'll be green, right?
Yeah. Green hair. Really weird.
Well, is the dream a bad dream or is it just about color?
It's really, it's a dream. It's a dream. The only problem with the dream is that everything is out of color. Mm-hmm. Nothing is the way it should be.
So the dream will be okay, though.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Good dream, but everything's the wrong color.
Right.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have nice colored dreams, don't you?
Yeah. Perfect color. My hair is blonde, your hair is black, my hair is black. You know what? Ross's hair is beginning to be brown.
Brown?
Yeah.
In your dreams or in real life?
In real life.
Yeah.
Your hair is beginning to be brown too. I think it always was.
Yeah, it was.
Your hair is brown.
You always said it was black, but it was brown.
Yours is black. Dad's black. Yours is brown. And Mom's and Ross. Like, yeah, Ross.
Marcy, come here. Did you put on your neck? It's in your room.
Yeah.
That's your sister, okay? That might be the last time you have to do it. If you come, I want to check with you, though, okay?
What, you want, did you turn it off?
Yes,
okay. Oh, okay. I'll hang it back up then.
Here, Marky. Yeah. It's near your computer. It's by your computer, honey. Well, I'll get it for you. And I'll bring it in here. No, don't take, you're going to take a shower, then you have to do this again afterwards. Okay, you want to take a shower, and then you do it again afterwards, okay?
I have to.
Take a shower?
No, do it again afterwards.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Go ahead, take a shower.
No way, I'm not taking a shower.
Okay, it's up to you. Then you'll just know.
I can't see, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I do a shower, I shouldn't have to do tonight, then I can.
Okay. No, it should have to, because it gets washed off.
Oh, give me a break, Dad.
It gets washed off.
It'll get washed off anyway.
To China, she cried and spanked me.
Yeah.
one little, well, really, I don't think she spanked me. No, she didn't spank me, but I put in the chain, and she complained, and it made my facial red.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't talk to me or anything. And,
how'd you feel about that?
Pretty bad. Yeah. And
I bet I would feel pretty bad, too.
But really, that was mostly my fault.
Was it?
It was all my fault.
Yeah.
And little Ross is because he wasn't supposed to eat any cookies, and he grabbed two cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I was the dumbo. I was being pretty dumb.
Yeah. How come it always works out that way? You're the one that always gets the punishment, and Ross gets off easy.
No, usually I get off easy.
Really? You didn't get off easy yesterday when you broke my desk.
When we get into fights, I get off easy.
Oh, yeah. But when you do something bad...
That I really did, I bet.
Then you really get it.
Yeah. Not
do you think really. That we're unfair? I think we're a little unfair to you.
Mm.
Mostly when you get it, you deserve it, don't you? I noticed that. I can do my hair. You have to do
but your... luckily... Luckily, whenever I get it and I don't deserve it,
yeah.
a little itchy, a couple minutes later, we get into a fight that I started and Ross gets blamed for it.
Oh, really?
Then you end up fair.
Does that happen sometimes?
Yeah.
All right. And why don't you admit that you started it?
Because he didn't admit that.
I'm fighting. So it works out there.
He didn't admit that he did so-and-so. Like,
I see. But there were some other things he didn't admit. I got it.
Like, he breaks a door.
Okay.
And he blames it on me.
He does?
And this is just,
oh, just an example.
And I knock his tooth out, and I blame him. I'm walking into a doorknob and making it fall out.
Oh, I see.
I get back easily, but no, that didn't happen. When he broke the door, he walked into the doorknob,
mm-hmm.
and that's what did the damage to the door.
Yes.
And it knocked off his tooth and it said it saved
did this really
me.
Happen?
No.
This is
just an example.
Just a pretend example, yeah.
But then he deserves it because he blames
so.
It on me.
Okay.
But then he gets in double trouble, because then the guys finally fall for it, because I have things that sound like very good proof.
Uh-huh. And how does that work?
I punch him in the tooth, but it falls out, really, he breaks the door.
Uh-huh.
I say he gets in double trouble. I get him back pretty much, a little bit too hard. Because he gets a little bit too much punishment.
Yeah.
Then you guys believe me, because it's pretty obvious that
he's good and bad.
That if he would walk into a doorknob or go
right. Whack
with a hammer or something,
right.
The doorknob might go flying to his tooth and whack.
I see.
Go bye-bye.
Right.
So... then he gets known from one of the
last. Oh boy!
Come here. No, I want to ask you something. I have to ask something. Come here.
Oh, so that's why you're being sweet. What do you want?
Come here. I just wanted to ask you something. I want to ask you.
You better ask Mark. You can ask me.
What?
Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Can we go to the store?
Can I go to the store? Mark, go to the store.
Dad and Mark.
Sorry for the battery.
Do
you want to explain to her the whole story, Mom?
Okay. You're not at the construction place. And I said, let's not do that battery right now. And he thought that I meant I don't want to play with this junk. Bye-bye. But I really meant not today, because it takes days and days to make a machine like that. And so Dad threw it away, and then you walked over there and saw it in the garbage. And then you came up and said, blah, 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 about
test.
I'd like to explain my side.
I went to the garbage and I saw
a toy
that had been thrown away. And my thoughts were not, oh, Brian has thrown away a toy that Mark wants. My thoughts were, I think that Brian may have thrown away a very good toy into the garbage when he could have given it to Goodwill.
Okay, now,
I feel that you guys had made your connection together and everything was cool, and I didn't understand why such a classy toy was in the garbage and hadn't been fully explored. And as I pulled it apart, I discovered that no, the thing actually worked, and why not give it to Goodwill?
Now, do you want to hear Daddy's side of the
story? No, so far, I'm on nobody's side. I'm just joking.
Okay, you want to hear Daddy's side of the story?
Wait. So far.
Okay, you're the judge.
Daddy has sort of been pretty dumb.
Okay.
Because Mom was right. He could have given it to Goodwill, and he thought that I didn't want it.
Okay,
which
well
I
that,
just thought I
that
wanted
was true.
To
Daddy
was some other day.
That.
Just made a very, very, very big mistake.
Yeah, okay. Now, can I say my side now that everybody's judged me?
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I was complaining about. I was complaining that after we've disposed of toys, then things should be discussed between the parents outside of the child being present. And I was unhappy that the issue was brought up when Mark was around.
Okay, my answer to that is simply that I thought you two were in agreement, that there was nothing underhanded going on there. I did not assume something
always
underhanded.
Always about toys.
I assumed something simply that these people made a misjudgment upon the toy, assuming that it was broken when it was really a non-broken toy which could go to Goodwill.
Okay.
Not that it shouldn't be taken out of the house. It's fine with me. I just thought it should go to children who could use it.
Okay, well, have you heard my point of view?
Yeah.
What do you have to say about what I had to say?
Well, if Daddy,
I were to come to Daddy when the boy wasn't around, and he would talk to me about that issue, he would actually answer and not run off and not be hurt.
I would.
And everything.
Yeah.
Then I would be inclined handle it that way, but that's not been the history of things.
Okay, let's hear Mark's. Mark's the judge now. He renders the final verdict. Okay, go ahead, Mark.
What's the judge?
Final verdict.
I mean, what are you judging on?
Nothing. He's just making.
Okay,
decision.
Now.
Okay, what do you say? Final deal.
Now, first of all, Dad.
Yeah.
I am guilty, sort of.
You're guilty. Yeah.
I didn't explain enough.
Right, okay.
I didn't explain some other day or something.
Yeah.
I just said straight out, I don't want to play with it.
Yeah, right.
And he thought, and Daddy
misunderstood
because he didn't, he didn't understand. And plus he could have asked me, what do you mean?
Yeah.
And Mommy,
Didn't do anything. Okay.
Misunderstood.
No.
Because she got into a fight while I was robot.
But I didn't start a fight.
She got into a fight.
Oh.
While I was around.
Yeah,
not
that's right.
Like that.
Right, that's right. Okay. And Daddy.
So everyone's a
jerk.
Everyone ended out to did a little bit of a mistake.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's
I didn't mistake, you didn't mistake, you didn't mistake.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's all forget this now.
Oh,
and I do want to say to Mommy, thank you for drawing it to my attention because I didn't realize that Mark wanted to keep it. I honestly thought he was wanting to get rid of it, okay?
Then why would you have been so upset by it?
Because I thought you were making him, because there's this thing where Mommy comes in
And the boy's happy to get rid of something, but mommy just, don't get rid of this. Oh, don't get rid of this.
Give it to Goodwill.
Or, no, keep it.
But I didn't say don't get rid of this. I said,
give it.
Are you sure that this doesn't work?
Dad was wrong. He really should have given it to Goodwill, even if he thought that.
I don't know that they would know what to do with it, because they'd have to have constructs. It wouldn't work with anything except constructs.
True. Yeah. Well.
Okay, so it's